today is the exact 50th anniversary of the March on Washington for Jobs and Freedom, better known as the Great March on Washington. It was the march for civil rights and for economic rights, and it was a big union march. And of course, it's most famously known for the so-called I Have a Dream speech, a part which has been greatly overdone. Dr. King had used that I Have a Dream before. As a matter of fact, he used it about a week before in Detroit. But there were many more important things that Dr. King said in that particular speech, namely when he called America out. I mean, he called America out. That's the part of the speech that people don't get to hear. And it's the part that I would like you to hear today.
In a sense, we've come to our nation's capital to cash a check. When the architects of our republic wrote the magnificent words of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, they were signing a promissory note to which every American was to fall heir. This note was a promise that all men, yes, black men as well as white men, would be guaranteed the unalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It is obvious today that America has defaulted on this promissory note insofar as her citizens of color are concerned. Instead of honoring this sacred obligation, America has given the Negro people a bad check, a check which has come back marked insufficient funds. But we refuse to believe that the Bank of Justice is bankrupt. We refuse to believe that there are insufficient funds in the great vaults of opportunity of this nation. So we've come to cash this check, a check that will give us upon demand the riches of freedom and the security of justice. We have also come to this hallowed spot to remind America of the fierce urgency of now. This is no time to engage in the luxury of cooling off or to take the tranquilizing drug of gradualism. Now is the time to make real the promises of democracy. Now is the time to rise from the dark and desolate valley of segregation to the sunlit path of racial justice. Now is the time to lift our nation from the solid rock of brotherhood. Now is the time to make justice a reality for all of God's children. It would be fatal for the nation to overlook the urgency of the moment. This sweltering summer of the Negro's legitimate discontent will not pass until that is an invigorating autumn of freedom and equality. 1963 is not an end, but a beginning. Those who hope that the Negro needed to blow off steam and will now be content will have a rude awakening if the nation returns to business as usual.
Oh. But you know my soul. Look back and wonder, how did I make it all out? I'm gonna wear a nightgown in that new Jerusalem. I'm gonna walk streets of gold in that homeland one day of the soul. Then I'm gonna feel the whole step. They've been traveling day and night. Coming up from my coronation, they on their way to the great condemnation. They coming from the north, south, east, and west. They on their way to a land of rest. Then we gonna join the heavenly choir. Yes, we gonna shout. And then we go shout, glory, hallelujah. And then we go to shout, all our trouble over. You know we got to thank God. Thank you for being so good to me. Yeah,
be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on the Fort from 29 District. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Women Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Exploding. violence flaring, bullets loading. You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating. But you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Don't you understand what I'm trying to say? Can't you feel the fears I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save with the world in a grave. Take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. My blood's so mad, feels like coagulating. I'm sitting here just contemplating. I can't twist the truth, it knows no regulation. Handful of senators don't pass legislation, and marches alone can't bring integration. When human respect is disintegrating, this whole crazy world is just too frustrating. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Think of all the hate there is in Red China, then take a look around to Selma, Alabama. You may leave here for 4 days in space, but when you return, it's the same old place. The pounding of the drums, the pride and disgrace. You can bury your dead, but don't leave a trace. Hate your next door neighbor, but don't forget to say grace. And tell me destruction.
You just listened to Eve of Destruction by Barry McGuire. Prior to that, the revolution will not be televised. Mahalia Jackson. And that was the song that she sang on that day.
Once upon this planet Earth lived a man of humble birth, preaching love and freedom for his fellow man. He was dreaming of the day peace would come to Earth to stay, and he spread this message all across the land. Turn the other cheek, he'd plead. Love thy neighbor was his creed. Pain, humiliation, death, he did not dread. With his Bible at his side, from his foes he did not hide. In It's hard to think that this great man is dead. Oh yeah. Well, the murders never cease. Are they men or are they beasts? What do they ever hope to gain? Will my country too late for us all? And did Martin Luther King just die in vain? Cause he'd seen the mountaintop. And he knew he could not stop. Always living with the threat of death ahead. Folks, you'd better stop and think, cause we're headed for the brink. That he is dead. He was for equality for all people, you and me. Full of love and goodwill, hate was not his way. Why was he shot down the other day? I'm gonna say he'd seen the mountaintop, and he knew he could not stop.
Nina Simone, Why the King of Love is Dead. Coming up now, Richie Havens.
Admit that the waters around us have grown. and expecting that soon we'll be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is worth saving, then we'd better start swimming or sink like a stone. 'Cause the times, they are changing. Well, come, writers, come, critics, prophesy with your pen. Don't turn your head, the jams won't come again. Don't speak too soon, 'cause the wheels still spin. And there's no telling who is leaning for the loser now, maybe later to win. For the times, they are a-changing. Come congressmen, come senators throughout the land. Don't criticize what you don't understand. Don't stand in the doorway, don't block up the halls. For he who gets hurt will be he who has stalled. There's a battle outside, and it's raging. We'll soon shake our windows, rattle our walls. 'Cause the times, they are a-changing.
Richie Havens, the times, they are a-changing. Let's go out standing up. Talking about Fight the Power with the Isley Brothers. See you at 9 o'clock. Fight it! Ugh. Fight the power!